migrant wave is topic number one for all politicians in Europe. We can't help mentioning it. This migration at large scale outlines new transport corridors from Asia via Greece, Macedonia, Serbia, Hungary, Bulgaria, Serbia, Croatia, Slovenia, Austria. I sincerely hope that in the upcoming Council, which is taking place on Wednesday, politicians and people of responsibility will find a solution to put an end to this process. At the moment, all countries are busy building fences. Actually, we are spending a lot of money and energy on something that 25 years ago we thought would be forever forgotten. I take the opportunity to thank the colleagues from Greece, from Turkey, excuse me. The Odrin line, yesterday, this morning, and during the night, we spent a lot of effort on diplomatic shuttles in order to retain, to detain the flow of refugees so that we comply with at least the standards which we all have adopted. And I would like to ask you to forward this message. We are grateful and we think that by compliant we invest into the future. If we could possibly imagine that between Vienna and Budapest or between Munich and Vienna, there does not exist infrastructure. Infrastructure does not exist. We would know that these countries would not be what they are now. And we in the Balkans should set ourselves the goal to follow suit. We are trying to do it in energy, gas transportation, power transportation. However, there is something which is key to tourism and economy, namely transport corridors and railroads. But we are far behind European standards in this respect. There is still no motorway between Sofia and Belgrade. There is no motorway between Bulgaria and Bucharest. Along the Danube, there are only two bridges, while in Budapest alone there are seven or nine. So you can draw yourselves the conclusions concerning connectivity. The Maritsa motorway, which connects Bulgaria to Turkey, will be ready in a couple of weeks. So there will be connectivity, and the railroad is also being constructed. It would cost 700 million. But this is not the case in the entire Balkan Peninsula. We have been living together for centuries, and we are doomed to keep living together. So if each of the states does not do what it takes to build this connectivity, anything else is rendered meaningless. Whatever we do at home should somehow be linked up to what is being done on the other side of the border. The European countries have long resolved the issue of infrastructure. So motorways are simply not funded anymore. So what are we going to do? Macedonia, Serbia, I don't want to leave anybody out. The other states in the Balkans, Montenegro, are still accession countries. In other words, e-tolling and the way that interconnectivity, this connectivity is going to be funded, should be on the agenda of all the politicians in government in these countries. Prime Minister Ponta, Prime Minister Vučić from Serbia are coming to Varna again for a meeting. We also expect Donald Tusk, and we are going to discuss this issue very gravely. because we, if we do not have common projects in infrastructure, nothing can make the Balkans move. Nothing can help the economy, tourism, transportation of freight. This could bring a lot of revenue to the budget of every government. So I do hope that all governments, just like us, would be working on this. For instance, we are now working on building the motorway to link up Bulgaria to the warm harbor of Thessaloniki. Within 10 days, we are going to launch the lot to Blagoevgrad. The lot from Sandanski to the border with Greece has been launched recently. Naturally, when the traffic reaches Sofia, it should be able to reach Romania, the Bulgarian ports on the Black Sea, on the Danube, Vidin and Druse, and of course go to Belgrade and further on to Europe. Same would be true of the Maritsa motorway. It will be ready in about 20 days. So there is going to be a motorway between Istanbul and Sofia. But then where would the freight go? In a nutshell, we have wasted decades. My explanation is simple. We belong to two different systems. People were not allowed to travel. Well, now people want to travel, they want to see the world, but it was not possible then. The socialist system was reigning supreme here, while NATO was in Greece and Turkey. Now the times have changed and we need to catch up the lost decades. I hope the colleagues have already presented to you our priorities. We are now in Varna. And Varna, without the motorway, the Hemus motorway, without new harbors, is not what this city deserves. We are now working on the budget, and I see colleagues from the Reform Bloc. We are together in government, but I also see representatives of the opposition as well. And I do hope that in our program next year, the Hemus motorway would be our top priority. And this is what I asked the Minister of Finance. No matter what else we have money for, we must build Hemus. And once Hemus is in place, the north of Bulgaria would be entirely different. So this is what you can count on. As for the rest, we hope that we would be able to do more, but who knows. I wish you have a very good time in Varna. We try to provide good weather for you, good for this season. Please forward my greetings to our colleagues in your respective countries, and please let them know how important it is for us to make sure that in the Balkans there is connectivity. Turkey and Bulgaria did everything we could and what was needed in the last few years. The rail road connects Bulgaria and Istanbul. From Istanbul to Sofia, there is a motorway. We are doing the same through the Struma motorway in order to connect to Greece. And then there are other, there are the passes, the Magaza pass, and we immediately see the impact on tourism. We hope that together with the colleagues from Romania, we will decide on a particular project in order to build another bridge. It's important to have a motorway, but it's important that this motorway reaches Bucharest. Otherwise, there are going to be more bottlenecks. Once more, thank you again for being here. I look forward to more frequent meetings ministerial meetings, meetings of state secretaries, meetings of the road agencies, because Bulgaria has now accumulated a lot of experience. Besides, we are cheaper compared to many other countries. I always like to quote the Bulgarian, the Sofia Underground. It is several times cheaper than undergrounds in other European countries, and I think it's no worse. Former Commission President Barroso said it was one of the best. All our tenders are transparent. Anybody is welcome to take part, to build here. There are a lot of contracts, contractors, and of course, everybody is welcome. Thank you. Thank you, Prime Minister, for your vision and for your support. Now, I'd like to ask all the members of the foreign delegations and the ministers to come to the podium so that we take the family photo.
Ще се снимаме? Да. Ние ще участваме.